You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, man, that's on me. There we go. Hold on. Hold on, Buzz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
No, Buzz, no.
What is this?
And will it let me save? Let me save.
Who does he think he is?
I know.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking,
what a bad guy.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show.
Why?
With Ike, Spike, and Finn.
Why did he try to jump in on that?
I don't know.
Wow.
Buzz, I always do it
just before fantasy.
Yeah, but this but shut up.
We're not in the studio, though.
Yeah, but you understand that the reason that we play the music from here now is because of the delay. You were all screwed up.
Stop thinking this is your big moment, all right? Like, take it down a notch.
Yeah, I might have to cancel Buzz Fantasy.
We might have to get rid of the Buzz Fantasy football
segment. Yeah, his head's getting too big.
It's over without this week.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, because you're still in the playoffs.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The Twitter, we'll get to that in a second. I might have to delay it and make it shorter. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy will be there signing the Eagles Encyclopedia. Food and spirits as well. Would you bench Jalen at any point this season or ride it out? 62% ride it out. 38% you would bench him at some point. This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. Okay, Buzz. Go ahead.
All right, let's
do this. Update on the fantasy football.
Yeah, we got some big fantasy updates as the regular season wrapped up this week. We'll start with Spike and Ike, neither playing for anything in terms of playoffs.
Pride.
But playing for pride. Spike got 43 from Josh Allen, 28 from JSN.
It's tough to overcome. Yeah.
Tony Pollard with 28. Ike got good weeks from Sam Darnold.
Had a solid squad.
Yeah, Sam Darnold, Jameson Williams, Dallas Goedert, a few others. But Spike wins 133-122. Spike finishes in seventh place at 6-8. Ike finishes the year in dead last at 4-10.
Wow! Dead last?
That hurts.
He played the game.
You know, I'm proud of how my squad ended the season.
Yeah, I mean, won
a few in a row, I think. I finished winning three in a row.
I mean, more proof last year was a Mickey Mouse run.
It wasn't a Mickey Mouse run. I was hit by injuries this year.
Yeah.
So.
And I still look at my squad, and I'm like, man, that's a good team. Yeah. How did I only win four games this year?
Jalen.
AJ.
Basically didn't have AJ for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Last couple weeks, though, with you out of it.
Oh, he's been good.
Yeah, it's great.
Ever since you said dropping from the fantasy league.
Yeah.
He's been good.
He might have another 1,000-yard season.
I believe he will. You kidding me? You think they're going to stop throwing it to him now?
No, no, no. Of course not.
Yes, he'll get that 1,000.
And Tanner's really going to start throwing.
Let's get to this Jack versus Ricky matchup. Couple of playoff teams squaring off in the final week of the regular season. Jack got 37 from Jahmyr Gibbs, 22 from Dak, and just about nothing else. Ricky got 33 from Joe Burrow, 21 from DK Metcalf, 15 from Brock Bowers and Jaylen Warren. Ricky wins 123-104. Jack finishes the regular season 7-7 and the number 5 seed.
Oh, my God. What an embarrassing playoff spot.
Represent for us, kid.
Yeah.
We're peaking at the right time.
Peaking?
I believe
you
in this team.
Lost.
That doesn't matter. I'm basically like, if Jahmyr Gibbs goes off, I'm all right. If he gets bottled
up.
Yeah,
he does 3 touchdowns every week.
Yeah, I got no shot. I got no shot. But yeah, no, it's going to be the playoffs yet again. 2 years in the league, 2 playoff appearances per usual. I'm a dominant, dominant fantasy football player. I'm like
this is the first year I missed.
Did I have more points than Jack this year, Buzz?
You did, yes.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
You love your little points thing.
I think the whole thing is points.
It's wins and losses.
Did I have more points than Jack?
I got to pull up the full standings to check that. I don't think so, but it was closer than
close.
It should have been.
Yeah, it's close.
Eh, take it easy. Hope you guys enjoy home.
You're fraud.
Enjoy Cancun.
I'll be rooting for you. Yeah, I'll be rooting for you.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Do I still have the ability to make moves?
No.
No, you're not making moves.
Is there a loser's bracket?
Oh, yeah, there's a loser bracket.
There is, yes.
I'm definitely winning that.
Okay. Buzz, did Bam make the playoffs?
Bam did not make the playoffs.
Who could have seen that?
Didn't see that one coming.
There it is. You guys are awful.
Other quick takeaways from the week. Dustin got a win over George, 138-47, which clinched a first-round bye and ends the losing streak prior to the postseason. And Marcus lost 116-96 to Derek.
What?
First time all season he scored below 100.
So he did already sit his starters? He's just getting ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, I was going to say, he already had the 1 seed clinch, so he got that bad week out of the way at the right time.
Is there a final regular season power rankings or no?
I have championship odds for you.
Okay. Oh. All right, I'd love to hear that. Okay,
and I also have some betting lines for these playoff matchups. So number 1 seed Marcus, number 2 seed Dustin. They get byes. We do reseed, so Marcus will get the lowest seed remaining. Dustin will get the higher seed remaining in the semifinals next week. The first quarterfinal matchup is number 3 Yoshi versus number 6 RC. Playing back-to-back weeks here, Yoshi beat RC both times during the regular season. Everyone knows it's hard to beat a team 3 times, of course. Yes. RC hasn't broken 100 points in 3 of the last 5 weeks. Meanwhile, Yoshi's been hot down the stretch, so I'm setting the line at Yoshi by 17.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the other quarterfinal, number 4, Ricky versus number 5, Jack. Another week 14 rematch. They split 1-1 during the regular season. The quarterfinal matchup will decide the season series. Jack's team, obviously, incredibly inconsistent. 1 week has 150. The next week, he's barely scoring 90. Meanwhile, Ricky's been a model of consistency. Never the best team in a given week, but that 120 to 130 range seems to be his sweet spot every week. So I think this is a matchup Jack can win if the pendulum swings his favor. But he still deserves to be the underdog. I'm setting the line at Ricky by 10.
I like being the underdog.
Yeah?
My team believes.
Your team stinks.
And Yoshi in there with the second best record.
Well,
I hope Yoshi wins the league. Just for the controversy.
Yep.
Well, I want him out. I want him out.
He's good for the
league.
Which
means he's probably going to win.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And our championship odds really quick. So RC, the 6th seed, he's plus 550. Jack, I'm setting at plus 520. Ricky plus 475. Yoshi plus 360 to rejoin for another year. Dustin got that second bye. He's plus 300. And Mark is still the most dominant team, minus 220.
All right. Do you have a personal pick, Buzz, that you think is going to win the league?
I'm the commissioner. I don't make picks. I keep it neutral.
Good answer.
Good, Buzz. Good.
While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. Buzz, are you above the Fantasy Football League commissioner now that you've made 2 appearances on TV?
I am not above it. The number one pride in any job I have is being the commissioner for your guys' Fantasy League.
And did you have makeup on this morning or no?
I did not have makeup on.
Dude, you got to go get makeup.
Oh, he was on this morning?
Yeah.
I was,
I didn't even know.
7:40 on PHL 17, right?
Oh, I was
correct.
Yeah. Have to see it next time.
I would have watched you.
Well, we'll play it tomorrow and we'll rip it to shreds.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Furry Bruce. Consumer, people forget.
All right.
Shut up.
Furry Bruce, you're on WIP. You know what? Hold on a sec. Furry Bruce. Hang on 1 second. What was Buzz doing singing?
It's like he thinks that it's fantasy time. Like, I got to be, this is my time to shine.
Yeah, I was looking around because I thought something was happening here, and then I realized it was Buzz because it was all off time because I screwed up. Yep. I made an error. Yeah.
And he's droning on and on.
And he enjoys singing it.
Yeah. Well, at least he does. Yeah. Hugh does not. All right, Fred Bruce, go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today? You know, I got my costume in the closet, and I'm not doing any howling today because I'm pissed off.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
No howling.
Sound like
today.
Doug Peterson. None.
I know.
Nope. But that's just been some great commentary. You know, I just had so much, faith in the team, and I just believe. There were a number of positives that come out last night, like I predicted. The defense showed up, but this thing about this loss was squarely probably more on Jalen's shoulders. And I what you're saying is absolutely correct. You know, you got a lot of Jalen truthers out there, but they have to wake up, because what we saw last night was. There were some good schemes. I can't hang this on the OC except for the end when they decided to pass the ball instead of ran. They should have ran the ball in the first place. And this is kind of some of the stuff that's going on, is that the coaching staff is not supporting Jalen and putting pressure on him to do things that he is not necessarily equipped to do. And that's what we saw in this game last night. And Jalen... Jalen, it was poor decision-making, not just only on the interceptions, but how that game ended. If you look at that, he had two options. He had the up option, which was open, or he could have stepped around the lineman and took off and ran the ball.
And just ran.
Kept the clock running. See, a lot of people not talking about that. And situationally, Jalen missed on that opportunity to show that. And instead, he made an illogical pass. And this is just a culmination of things that we're seeing right now, and part of the regression problem with Jalen. And it's just sad to see this, because again, the scheme was good. I'm gonna tell you, we saw both sides. You know, the one pass that he made. Remember, I think it was like second down and 25. And Jalen threw that pass. It was a 15-yard pass, and he threw not AJ open. I can't remember who was it that caught that ball. Was it Skinny Batman? I don't know. But he was running an in route, and he let the ball go before he even broke in.
It was Smitty.
Phenomenal catch. It was right.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff I've been looking for. He has the capability to do it, but for some odd reason, because Jalen is a system QB, they never prepared the system for the challenges, and they just sat on this dynamic, and they let it go too late, and this is what we're dealing with. And it might be too late for Jalen to evolve as a quarterback now. That's what we're dealing with. That's what I see in a nutshell.
Yeah, I mean, if things don't turn around drastically this year, which none of us expect, it is going to be an interesting offseason for the Philadelphia Eagles. From the coordinator to the quarterback to the wide receiver to who they pay on defense, you know, who they don't pay. It's going to be a very interesting offseason.
Yeah.
I know you're pissed off, Fred Bruce, but can you please howl?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, never too pissed off for an
I needed
old owl.
It, brother. Yeah. I needed it.
Yeah.
I needed it, but it makes me feel a little bit better. Man, this year way different than last year for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wait, listen. The Eagles are in danger of ruining the holiday season.
They are.
I mean, not since 23. Now, we know what it's like when this thing starts to spiral out of control and everybody's angry every damn day. And the holiday season is here. You got Christmas coming up. You got New Year's. Like, they're going to put everybody in a bad mood, man.
Do you think, because they won the Super Bowl last year, that if it continues to spiral, people around the holidays will just be like, whatever? Or do you think they're going to be mad all the way through it?
No, I think they'll be like, whatever. Because here's the one thing we do as fans. We're angry initially, and then we find ways to cope.
Yes, like we, 5 years, 150 for Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, we love these teams with all of our fiber. And they're like they're part of our our daily lives. So we're going to be upset, and then we'll start to cope at some point when it's like, okay, how do we start to fix this thing?
Yeah.
And once the Eagles decide their direction, I think that's when people will start to try to say, well, you know what? Maybe you do this, you do that, and we can be back to where we were. The team is still – they are still relatively young. They got still a lot of young talent. I haven't looked at our free agents coming up this offseason. Certainly isn't the same sort of caliber of free agents we lost last year.
No, it's Reed and N'Kobe.
So
– and Chandler Phillips.
Man, N'Kobe, my goodness.
Oh, he was a monster last night.
Man.
That guy is
– like, the Eagles got some decisions to make.
Big decisions,
Do you let N'Kobe go? Now, one positive note from last night – saw more Jahad.
He got out there a little bit.
Yeah, got to see Jahad out there last night a little bit running around. But what do they do at that position? There's so many questions when things don't go well. I don't know. I think everything's on the table except for the coaching.
The head coach. 215-592-9494. Mike in Westmont. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing? Sorry, take your speaker.
What up, Mike?
Hey. Not much. Been on hold for a little bit, and I've been listening to a lot of callers. I generally feel like it's obvious that like Jalen was horrible last night, right? But I feel like the offense overcorrected, and I think that's ridiculous too. Like we went from a vanilla offense to now all of a sudden we're going to only pass over the middle. We're going to stop running when running doesn't. When running was working in the first quarter. But I listen to you guys all the time. I listen to the station all the time.
And appreciate that.
You guys know what Schottenfreuden is?
Yes.
Huh? What?
Schottenfreuden, the German phrase?
Yes.
It means joy in the misery of others?
Yes.
And Ike, I love you, but Spike and Jack, I feel like you are happier with the loss and Jalen failing than
you're projecting.
Would be winning.
You're projecting.
You're half right.
Yeah, you're half right.
Jack is. You're projecting because I'm not. At what point today have I sounded happy to you?
No, you've been better today, honestly.
No, it's not just today.
It's every other. It's every week. I listen to you all day.
It's not. It's not. It's. You know what it is? It's. I'm. No, I'm not.
You're like Eagles fans.
Why? Because I tell you something. Here's, you know what, Mike? My job is to tell you what I think, not to tell you what I want to happen, what I think is going on. Unfortunately, sometimes that's
radio, though. Are we Eagles radio? Because
you know what?
I hear about Matt Stafford,
Mike,
I hear about
Buzz, I'm going to Buzz, pot him down. All right. Buzz hasn't learned that part yet.
I know.
Yeah. I know you think this is Eagles radio. If you just want happy fan stuff, then I'm sure you could go to the Eagles website, and they produce content, and you can hear analysis and some happy fan stuff. The truth is that if I don't think a player is good, and I don't say it, then I'm not doing my job. I'm not that interesting. I'm not just going to do Eagles chants every day. I'm not. At what
you should
point,
do that one day.
At what point do I sound happy during this? I have not been happy. I go back to the first game they lost and listen to the show because I remember we were at Citizens Bank Park and I specifically said, finally they lost so everyone can face. I said, the offense sucks. The running game sucks. The passing game sucks. Decision making sucks. I'm not happy. I'm not happy. You're projecting. Like, you're. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not just going to say everything's good and everything's going to be great because they're the Eagles. It's not what my job is. You could find that somewhere. It's not.
That's my job.
But you're not even like that. Sometimes you're like that, but most times you're not.
Yeah.
Mike, I just don't agree with you. I'm not happy. At no point. And you're saying it's.
I'm not happy.
That's fine. You're not happy. That's fine. Can we just agree that the play calling sucked last night? And
no.
Sucked last night.
No.
No.
No. And they also didn't stop running like you said they did. The running stopped working.
The running stopped working, and it's easy to say the running stopped working.
They carried the ball, including the couple that got called back, but the plays happened. They carried the ball eight times. They carried the ball eight times. Aside from the 52-yard run, they carried the ball eight times for 1 yard.
Listen, I apologize.
So how are you?
Listen, I apologize because I know I was emotional. But can I make one more point to you guys?
Sure.
I promise I won't. It won't be, you know, like
yes.
crazy or anything.
Yeah.
I've heard over and over, like, and I heard it last year from Jack all the time, and I called about it once, but I didn't get through. And then I heard it again this year. The first one was, if Jalen Carter doesn't make that sack in the Rams game in the Rams game last year, then we don't
yes.
go to the playoffs
yes.
and we don't win the Super Bowl, right? And then this
yeah.
year I hear, if Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis don't make those stops, right, then we don't go, then we don't win that game this year, right?
Against the Rams. Yes.
Against the Rams. My point is just, we can do that. The phrase, you know, if it were fifth, we'd all be drunk, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah
but
Mike, when I talk about the Jalen, I appreciate the call. When things are good, we'll be positive. When things are bad, I'm not going to be positive. The point I make, and I haven't talked about the Rams game this year. The point I made when I was talking about the Jalen Carter, the only reason I bring up the Jalen Carter sack is when people are talking about how great Jalen was in the playoffs, and I bring up the Green Bay game and the Rams game. He wasn't, but we give him credit for the wins. And that is the issue. Yes, we could do it for tons of games that we win and we lose. I just like, all right, whatever. The text line, I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
We're doing pretty good today. That's the only one.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I see a lot of similarities between me and Tanner McKee. Broads watching the game last night.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is that a shot at Spike?
Can he be better than the starter?
Oh, I didn't even get that.
Yeah,
that is actually very funny.
Thank you.
Well, you're half right, Broads. What's next?
Boy, today was a show. Spike on the way home.
We got two of those today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Corey, in between the beeps.
It's too
mad. Corey, I didn't know. I almost didn't know if that's what it was.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it on Corey.
Yeah.
He admitted to Jack he lost control a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
We got to get him
He
the beeps, we got to go back.
He admitted he forgot to turn off the hotspot.
Okay.
He'll be back locked in tomorrow.
We were in such a good place with that.
We were in a great... We gave him a lot of credit.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
What's next?
In other big Jack takes today, in addition to his big revelation that things weren't great on the Eagles' offense, he also said the Phillies really wanted Kyle Schwarber back. Mark in Montco.
So they pay me the big bucks? Insight like that?
Yeah.
Things are not harmonious. Is that a word?
Yeah, on the, harmonious, yeah.
On what? On the offensive side of the ball?
They are not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That works.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. What's next?
This was the thrill of a lifetime, and I'm humbled just to have been in your company. That caller's response to Spike's merciless bullying.
You did bully that caller.
And then he was nice.
Yeah, he's like, thank you so much for the opportunity to call today.
I felt bad. I felt horrible. I did feel it. Well, he said that Jalen made mistakes because he wanted to win so bad.
Oh, yeah, he did. It's a tough one.
What's next?
Do you guys think Donovan is over the T.O. thing? Because I can't tell.
This first thing was about AJ.
He knew it, too, because he started saying it. He said, I don't want to make it all about AJ.
But
some things never die.
I like it, actually. It gives me something to look forward to.
One thing he doesn't care about criticizing you. He's certainly going to point that out.
Yep. What's next?
LOL. Walkie, come over here and get a look at this. It's great. Jack showing Walker Spike's Twitter mentions after a bad Embiid performance.
I'm trying to think back about any time that I've been legitimately happy when something bad happened to a Philly sports team because I was right about it.
Right.
It's only Ben. Huh? It's only Simmons. It's only Ben Simmons.
Well,
when that fell apart, people were so mean to me for the previous 2 years.
Yeah.
That when he passed up that dunk, I'd be lying. At first, I was like, what did he just do? And then I got a little smirk.
Yeah. Happy is a little strong.
Yes.
It almost implies that there's an outward joy
that
you're displaying. But taking satisfaction, I mean, the Phillies thing last year,
you
certainly took satisfaction in that.
Well,
not that you were rooting for it.
You know what it is? I like to, every once in a while, because you're wrong so often doing this job.
Yeah.
And people remind you.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Every so often, it feels good to say, oh, I knew what I was talking about a little bit.
Yeah.
That feels nice.
Yeah.
But I would, most of them, aside from Ben Simmons, if it's a bad thing, I would rather be wrong.
I agree.
I would rather be wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very mature of you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it comes with age.
Yeah, I'm still learning.
You'll get there.
Yeah, you'll get there one of these days.
So we will be back with you tomorrow for another edition of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Wish there was a live cam in the Fritz household last night.
Yeah. The Jordan Mailata Show is coming up next with me, Elliot Shore Parks, and Jordan, and then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Cam Jurgens. That'll happen all here from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We will talk to you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. And when you look into Jack's house last night, maybe it looked as if he had a couple of those chewables.
Didn't
Blue Chew.
Didn't need them.
Yeah, it didn't need them last night.
No.
I like that you've embraced where you are on this.
It's fine.
Well, there's no point in lying.
Yeah. Nope. Yep. Now, people attach it to me, which I've tried to separate myself for the last six or 7 weeks.
You're like Switzerland on Jalen.
Yeah. Well, not Switzerland. I feel how I feel. In any case, Blue Chew, look, we don't know how to solve the offense problems, but we do know how to solve your problems in the bedroom. And Blue Chew, they can be your offensive coordinator in the bedroom.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely.
You'll go from having trouble calling plays to being a souped-up offense.
Oh, are you kidding me?
All the motion?
Oh, tons of motion.
Wow.
Chewables from Blue Chew. They're going to solve that. They get you back to maybe where you were 10 years ago. And you know what? If you're a young man, it happens to young men too. Whatever.
Yep.
Blue Chew. Go to BlueChew.com. They're chewables, which is an advantage, which means you can just pop one in there whenever you want. You don't need a drink. Mm-hmm. Wash it down. Your first month is going to be free. Mm. Use code 94 at checkout. Jack's going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
He uses all his gambling winnings for it.
There's no such thing.
All you do is you pay for the shipping. It's like $5. No doctor's visits. because they don't want you to have to go through that whole annoying process of waiting for the doctor's visit, a weird conversation with the doctor. No, no, it all happens at BlueChew.com. You're not going to have to wait in line at a pharmacy because they ship it to you.
That's the worst.
Directly in a discreet
hard
package.
And as I mentioned, your first month is free. Code 94 to get your first month free. All you have to do is pay for the shipping, $5 or so, and then you can
chew it and do it.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.